ethic.
Yeah. How do you not how do you keep the self from coming up if this is an interesting thought to follow?
How do you,
If you have a thought and you say, okay, I'm going to go with this because this might be useful. How do you keep the I'm going to do this and you know, buying into being the person doing this and having the I come up?
Oh, well, that's it's just being able to step back and recognize the conditioned nature of that whole process. Because right from the get-go, these are a series of conditions that are coming together, and you're paying attention to that conditioned process as opposed to a doer behind it. And that's where the investigative process of pulling apart, okay, this is body, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness, sort of pulling things apart a bit. Oh, yeah. And seeing its conditioned nature as opposed to there being an underlying me that is controlling. And main thing is really stepping back from the doer, because there is this compulsion that we have to be doing meditation, and exacerbates the sense of self. But the willingness to come back and rely on attention, awareness, knowing, which isn't investing itself in a identity. Because even that knower, we can invest in that as well.